We are doing the Drashot Aran. We're up to page Yud Beis in the Machon Shalem edition, page Lamed Beis in the Moseder of Kook edition. And Ran has been explaining that chapter in Tehillim about how David HaMelech is saying how Ribon Shalom, you know what I'm doing. You know everything about me, David HaMelech says in chapter Kuf Lamed Tes 139. And the Ran has been breaking down that chapter, showing how David HaMelech was referring to the knowledge of the essence. The Ran has been describing that there's knowledge of the characteristics, and then there's the ultimate knowledge, the knowledge of the essence. And we barely understand anything, and God has the most infinite understanding. And even in simple things like knowing how we ourselves function, we lack basic understanding, and Hashem has infinite depth. After this, David HaMelech said, that because of this alone, it obligates one to recognize that he cannot hide from God, blessed be He, then miflat mimenu, and one cannot escape from God, b'shum inyan, anyway. Ki umnam nuchal yisater mehadam, we could hide from our fellow man, yan kol yediato banu eina rak mitzad ma sheyisig bamikre, because our fellow man, all he knows about us are the externals, what he sees. Ritzoni lomar ma sheyireh otanu. What I mean to say is he knows us based on what he sees us. So you don't want your parents to know you're sad? Don't let them see you on Skype. You don't want your parents to know you're upset? When you call them, you'll sound happy, and they don't see you, so they don't know where you're holding. Or our friend can feel us out and try to understand who we are. So from our fellow man, we can hide. But when you only know someone because you feel him out or because you see him, so then you don't know his essence. And that's why so long as we hide from him, what's happening in our lives, lo yasigotanu, he won't be able to understand us. So you want to play a game with everyone? You do like Yosef did. You put on a veil, you put on a guise, you wash your face after you cry, you come out and you make believe you're someone else. And you could fool people. Yosef succeeded in fooling the brothers time after time until finally he reveals himself. From our fellow man, if we want to hide ourselves, we could hide ourselves. אבל השם יתברך, but God blessed be He, שהוא יודע אמיתתנו ועוצמנו. He knows our truth. He knows our essence. לא מצד מקרנו. He doesn't know us because of our externals, our characteristics. גם כי נחשוב להסתיר מקרנו אם נוכל, even if we could, and we think, maybe I'll hide from him what I'm doing. So I'm in my room. He doesn't see what I'm doing on the computer. Let's even make believe that God, we could conceal something from God. Mayyeh, what's going to be? God doesn't know us because He sees what we're doing. God knows our essence. Dehusha amar, and that's why David HaMelech continues and says, Ana elech meruchacha ve'ana mipanecha evrach. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I run from your face? Hine yochiach she'en manos lanus me'Hashem yitbarach. He proved that there's no place to run from God, blessed be He. B'shtei tanot, David HaMelech is proving it with two claims. Ha'achat, firstly, ki en ba'adam yicholet lalechet im lo yolicheu Hashem yitbarach. Firstly, you got no way to go without Hashem taking you there. Who's giving you the power to stand up and move? Hashem's giving us the power to do these physical functions. So that's the first point David HaMelech is saying. Where can I go? You're the one that gives me the koach to go. Where am I going? Kasher ikdim ma'amal, like David HaMelech begins the chapter and says, Ata yadata shivti v'kumi, you know when I sit and stand, v'eskir ze ba'at kol tnuot ha'adam, ki hu yodea sodam. So when he gave that example, David HaMelech was saying, God, you understand how I stand and sit. If I try to explain, how do I sit? Now, I don't know the neurotransmitters, I don't know all the different components, all the muscles I have to use to sit and stand. I don't even understand how my body works. You, Hashem, you know how it works. And if Hashem doesn't make all this body work together, he can't do anything with them. A guy has a stroke, suddenly his hand doesn't work. Yesterday it worked, but yesterday he didn't know how it worked. Yesterday Hashem let it work. we never think twice. We want to pick our hands, we pick up our hands. We want to put it down, we put it down. Do we understand how we do that? We don't. So David HaMelech is saying, well, I'm going to run away from you, Hashem. I don't even know how my feet work. You make it that my feet work. When my mind says, I want to run, I run. What am I doing running from you? The first claim is, V'lachen, therefore, David HaMelech is saying, Anelech meruchacha. Where could I go from your spirit? V'ana mipanecha evrach. And where can I flee from your face? Esa kanfei shachar eshkona ba'achrit yam. If I raise wings of the morning and I'll go live at the edge of the sea. David HaMelech was saying, Ki gami mesa knafayim. Mimarot lauf ki kanfei shachar. Even if I raise wings like the wings of the morning, asher berega yifros orom mimizrach lemarav, what are the wings of the morning? He's saying, he's using a beautiful metaphor. He's saying, when the sun shines, so you have that crack of dawn, when suddenly the sun's rays go from the east, where the sun is rising, all the way to the west. He says, in 1 second, the speed of light, suddenly, literally, the speed of light, the light goes from one edge of earth to the other edge of earth. He's calling that the wings of the morrow, the wings of the morning. He's saying, even if I had those wings to run like the light runs from one edge of the earth to the other edge of the earth, v'eshkon ba'achrit yam, and I'll use that power to go and live at the edge of the sea, lo'uchal livroach mimcha, I cannot run from you. Ki chol zot amru tzada itofefut, because all of this running, this flying, it's impossible without your help. And that's why David HaMelech says, Gam sham yadcha tancheini. There too, God, your hand guides me. Kilomar, as if to say, Ki lo uchal alechet. I can't get there im lo tolecheini, if you don't lead me. Achar aniach zot atana v'amarta ana acheret. Then he finished this claim. He says, the first point is, I can never get anywhere without you getting me there. It's like the kid who says, Mom, Dad, I want to run away from home. Really? Where do you want to go? I want to go out to Chicago. Oh, how are you going to get there? You're going to drive me there. I can't get anywhere without you taking me there, so help me. That's what David HaMelech is saying. I know I can't get anywhere without you taking me there. You're the one that gives me the power to go. So where am I running? Then David HaMelech said another claim. And that's what David HaMelech said. Gam choshech lo yachshich v'gomer. Klomar, as if to say, גם כי נניח כי אדם יהיה שליט על ההליכה מצד טיבו. Even if we'll suppose that man controls his own gait, man controls where he walks, because it's his nature. Let's forget our first claim that there's no point in running from God. But איך יסתר מהשם יתברך? How could man hide from God, blessed be he? כי משהו נסתר מן האדם, because what man hides from his fellow man, that's because how does someone else know where I am? He looks, he sees the external. And the second he can hide from him, if he could hide from his fellow man, if he could hide him from his senses, so you won't see where I am, so then you won't know where I am. אבל אם אסתיר מקרי ממך, but if I hide myself from you, Hashem, so you won't see me. I'll hide you from, so to speak, your senses. Gam im uchal, even if I could find a way to hide that your senses, you wouldn't physically see me. Mipanecha lo esater, from your face I cannot hide. V'yot yidiatcha kayemet ba'atzmi v'amitati, because you know me in my essence, in my truth. V'omro achar kach leve'er hadavar, and that's what David HaMelech says afterwards to explain the matter. לא נחחד עצמי ממך אשר עשיתי בסתר רוקמתי בתחתיות ארץ כל מי ראו עיניך. פירוש, what David HaMelech is saying, שאין ספק שעמיתתי ועצמי לא נכחד ממך. David HaMelech is saying, I won't lie before you, because what David HaMelech is saying, undoubtedly the essence of my truth, my whole being, I can't lie, I can't hide that from you. כאילו הייתה ידיעתך אותי נתלת במקרי. If your knowledge of me were contingent on the external, if it were contingent on the senses, echositi baseter okamti betachtiot aretz, how could it be that I was formed, I was fashioned in the hiding place, in the depths of the earth, meaning the whole nature of a human being born, the evolvement of the egg into a human being, he says, how did all that happen, Hashem? Obviously, in the most secret, hidden place, inside a woman's womb, where if you think there's a place you could hide, that would be the best place. And over there, you fashioned me. That's where you made me. And over there, you took a look at my mold, meaning when I was still not completely formed. I was a zygote. You saw me there. I was in the most hidden place. I wasn't completely formed. I wasn't a human yet. I was still evolving in my mother's stomach, and you saw me over there. So where am I going to hide now? If so, because your knowledge of me goes to my essence, I cannot hide from you. And you, Hashem, you know my thoughts from afar. But I recognize that when it comes to me, what's my knowledge? My knowledge stems from my senses. Veli mayakurecha el matzmura shehim. Ratzal omar, David HaMelech was saying, she'en tzarich lomar she'en yored lepirtehem. Not only don't I know the details of the other people who fear you, Hashem, the other tzaddikim, aval gam rashehim beklalehem shu davar kal bekol chokhma. But even if we're talking about their heads, a general knowledge of my fellow man, that would seem to be a simple thing, atzmu mimeni meod, it's beyond my comprehension, in chakirati maspeket bayhem, I don't even suppose that I can figure out who are all the people who fear you. I don't know. So David HaMelech was stressing over here, I don't know. If I have to figure out who my fellow God-fearing people are, I don't know. I don't know. I can't figure out who they are. I just look around. I don't begin to know who my fellow man is. And you, Hashem, you know me to the essence. You know me to the core. So there's nowhere I could run and hide. I can't run and hide because you control my functions. You give me the power to actually run. So what am I doing running? And I can't run and hide because you know me from the very essence of my creation. You know me even before I was human. As I was evolving into a human in my mother's womb, you knew me. So where am I going to hide today? Obviously, you know everything I'm doing. And this goes back to the point that the Ran has been developing, that there are different forms of knowledge. There's a knowledge that stems from the external, from experimentation, from looking at the characteristics of an object, and that's a knowledge that's very surface level, that's very shallow. And then there's a knowledge that goes to the depth, to the core of something's creation, to the essence of one's being, and that is God's knowledge. And when one has that knowledge, then one knows everything else that's a derivative of that. And as such, when we speak, that's where the Ran is heading, when we speak about creation, when we speak about Ma'asev Reshit, the secrets of creation, we're speaking about the secrets which are the essence of creation, the reasoning behind what was created, not the natural evolvement of creation. The natural evolvement is something maybe science can figure out. That's not the secrets of creation. When we say there's a secret of creation, we're talking about the secrets of the essence of creation.